This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj, Frida Liu.
Of course, it's Friday. We've given you some. We're giving you some funny stories, or you know, strange stories from around the world of business that we've come across this year and haven't really found a way of kind of. Slotting them into the show that we've been doing, or rather hammering them into the show. But we thought we'd deliver them today because it's Fun Friday. It's the end of the year. What other way do you do with that material that you have no other use for? You slot it in at the end, right? So we just told you about the hitman who hired a hitman who hired a hitman who hired a hitman who hired a hitman.
Yep. Who told the police.
Who then told the police. This is an actual headline. If you've missed any part of the show so far, go download the podcast a little bit later on. Now, of course, Game of Thrones this year wrapped up. And a lot of us were not so happy with the ending. Frida, at this point, has kind of got those glazed eyes because she's like, I never watched a single episode. However, me and Ords and the rest of the team did. And, of course, Ords has a story related to that.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah.
Go on, then.
I just can't believe how it ended.
I know.
It's so anticlimactic, and I'm still not over it. And I'm hoping that this story will give me some closure because enough is enough, okay? 2019 is coming to an end. Game of Thrones needs to come to an end for me as well. So this story is about the 12 Game of Thrones characters who are literally your work colleagues. Now, you aren't imagining it because you kind of actually work with several of these Game of Thrones characters. And you'll find some of the resemblances really uncanny. Let's start off with Podrick Payne, the intern.
Right?
Dutiful, diligent, and aiming to please, the intern just wants to make a good impression. He will never say no to working late or finishing a job for you, and this trait means he's easily taken advantage of by those running to clock out. He goes above and beyond in his role, which will hopefully lead to permanent knighthood. Employment. There has never lived a more loyal squire.
Okay.
I think we're already imagining who our dutiful intern.
Yes.
Ali Azmin, he's been awesome, and he's
I call him Azmin Ali.
The second one is actually the networking queen, aka Marjorie Tyrell. Now, this sounds really familiar.
I think we've got a couple of these in the office. Two generally stick out for sure.
Yeah, and one in the studio,
one
possibly.
In the studio, yes, yes.
This smart cookie strategically places herself amongst the big names to rub shoulders with the right people and climb the career ladder. Networking 101, get noticed, and she does just that. Charity events, roles of responsibility, volunteering in different departments, you name it, she's done it. She knows what she wants and how to get there. And while pleasant in demeanor, she's not necessarily here to make friends.
Meow.
The next one is a favorite of mine, Lord Varys, aka the office busybody. I think every office has one of these. This is the person who knows everyone and everything. Maybe they have an air about them which makes them a trusted confidant. Maybe they just have really good hearing. Either way, this is the go-to person for all the inter-department intel and will find out if the cutie from HR is single for you. The office busybody always has tea on who's dating, who's up for promotion, and who brought the birthday cake in.
Yeah.
Oh, Frida, you're smiling. I think we all know who. Okay, never mind. That's an inside joke. Then, of course, there's Braun, or laid-back Jack. He comes in, gets the job done, and he's out. No mess, no noise. He knows what's going on. He knows what he's doing and could do it with his eyes shut. He'll crack a joke or two to lift the Monday mood. You can always count on this guy to start the countdown to Friday on Tuesday and to give the old wink nudge referencing the suggestive weekend just gone. Oi, oi. After work, drinks, anyone?
Or church, as some might call it.
Then there's Brienne of Tarth, also known as the My Job is My Life colleague. This Brienne, well, there's having true passion for your career, and then there's this girl. There's always one person who takes their job entirely too seriously. If you clock out a bit early or use the office printer to print festival tickets, she's there, marshal badge in hand, to remind you that the company code of conduct. Right? There's also Samuel Tali, aka your mentor. This is the person you go to when you have no clue what you're doing but don't want to be judged for it. He's been in your shoes before, made all the same mistakes and wishes he'd had someone to show him the work hack that he now knows.
Keep going. There's a couple more.
Yes, it's a few more. This is my favorite. Lord Baelish, a.k.a. the office snake, the person who will readily throw you under the bus in order to progress their own career. He will smile in your face and passively, aggressively correct your work conduct via email with your team leader CC'd in it.
Normally BCC'd.
There's also Daenerys Targaryen, also known as the young senior manager. This person, everybody underestimates this person due to their age and inexperience, but with a score of qualifications and achievements under their belt in a short space of time, this person is bound to intimidate some of the older senior managers. That's Danny. Mance Rayder, the older stuck in their ways colleague. He's been with the company for 25 years. He'll be sure to slip that into conversation at any given opportunity. Somewhat of a technophobe, he'll scoff at changes made, comparing them to the highly treasured, albeit dated, processes back in his day. There's also
drinks with him last night.
Then you've got Bran Stark, or the out of office colleague. This is quite cute. Is he off sick or is he working from home? This is the guy you forgot you even worked with, but have been assured many a time that he is working on a highly important project. He probably has a wealth of knowledge and skills, but couldn't name 5 members of the team.
What does he look like again?
That's Bran Stark. Then, of course, you have the scary CEO, also known as Cersei Lannister. Mm-hmm. Regal, commanding, and quite frankly intimidating. This is the big boss you can't quite look in the eye for too long because it is literally piercing your soul and exposing your inadequacies. She's experienced in the game, and while not necessarily making a beeline towards murder or incest, she has had some ruthless moments that have left you shaken. Like Cersei, the CEO has powerful connections and makes big moves without getting her hands dirty. When she passes your floor, my God, you'd better be looking busy before she questions your entire existence.
Then, why were you born?
Yeah.
And what are you doing here again?
The last one, Yara Greyjoy, also known as the bullish team leader. You can always expect a rallying pep talk from this one as she lays out the incentive and targets for the month ahead, may or may not include sports analogies. Wow, this is sounding familiar. She wants to win and has every faith that her team is the team to do it. Backed up by stats and performance history, she doesn't want to hear can't. She wants results. No fight is hopeless till it has been fought. So it is confirmed. Right now, looking at all these characters, you know, we dwell among citizens of the Seven Kingdoms in the comfort of, our pantry, our break room.
We do. I mean, there's a few more that are not on that list that Ord's also thought about as well, you know, some characters that are out there. What was the other Stark boy that got...
Rickon.
Rickon, yeah. So Rickon is this character that kind of appears at the beginning of the TV show, very briefly throughout, and then at the end you just see this one or two scenes of him being murdered as something happens. And you're like, that's that colleague that you remember starting working with, haven't seen for months and months and months, and then all of a sudden they turn up. Oh, you're still here. Oh, you're leaving. That colleague.
Then we've got Stannis Baratheon, who is like the religious or the superstitious one.
Yes.
Jon Snow, the unassuming leader who really knows nothing.
Yep.
I can also think of Lord Walder Frey, the seemingly forgiving colleague that you've somehow wronged, that's quietly sabotaging you behind your back. Yeah, so then we've got all these, you know, I mean, off the top of my head, around, maybe not so much of Lord Baelish's at BFM or Lord Varys's at BFM, but we've got...
You could combine some of these characters to create an entirely new universe as well, I think.
Yes.
Right, we need to take
Just watch the series
you
now.
You should watch the series, Rita. Yes, we're going to take a short break. Music coming up, back-to-back tracks. Janis Joplin with Crybaby, followed by U2 and BB King with When Love Comes to Town. When we come back, our final story. It is our final story, yes. It is all about edible artwork. And then we've got some shows that we want to talk to you about that we're airing next week that we think you should have a listen to. You are, of course, listening to Enterprise BizBytes. And if you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.